All right, you want to do better in school? Let me tell you what you got to do. You have to change the way you're talking inside your mind. Let's give your mind some new instructions. Struggling in school? Trying to figure out what's wrong? Blaming your teachers? Right? That's not gonna work. Come on, let's talk about how you're gonna do better in school. You don't have to struggle in school. Really, if you can actually calibrate your mind to be more interested in school, you could do fantastic. Now, did I do good in school? No, I kind of messed up in school. But here as an adult, I got a lot of learning experiences I go through, and I want to share with you how to improve the capacity of your mind so it works for you, so that you can listen better in school, remember things longer, and more likely do better in your tests. Because let's make school something that actually is natural for you to be good at. No matter what grade you're in, no matter what education you're trying to get, let's talk about how you're going to create this to be a better experience. Here's something to think about. The way in which you see yourself, the way in which you see your teachers, the way in which you see your topic that you're studying, and also the question of how am I ever going to use this, is all the different angles that affect the functions of your mind. If you think you're stupid and you don't think you're very smart and you think you're a failure, you're not going to do well in that class. You're not. If you think the teacher is a jerk, if you think the teacher is stupid, if you think the teacher's clothes are weird, if you think the way the teacher set up the room is just stupid, you're not going to do very well in the class. If you think the topic is worthless, if you think the topic is old and terrible and such a burden on your life, you're not going to do very good. And if you have no idea and no reason about how you're going to use this information, you're not going to do very good in the class. So, doesn't it make sense that the way in which we are viewing these things is affecting the way our mind works? All right, let's talk about this. So, the view of yourself, the way in which you take a look at yourself about how you are as a student, what if you upgraded that story? Right? And what do I mean by upgrade? Let's say you got on the computer and you typed up a paragraph like this big. What if you took a piece of paper this much and about that far on the paper, you wrote a story about yourself? And what if the story went like this? I'm a great student. I learn so quickly. My mind is powerful. It makes sense of the education I'm receiving. I'm able to store this information, recall this information, and be able to use this information whenever I want. I do great taking tests. The test questions are simple to understand. The textbook is simple to understand. I get great grades. Now notice that's just a couple sentences, but what if you did write out this little paragraph about you being a great student? And then what if you took that paragraph and you read that paragraph out loud each day? What if you literally could design your mind and how it's going to function? You know how we write programs for computers so that they know how to function? And you also know how we can give other people instructions of how to do things, and then they carry out those instructions and things get done? What if you gave your mind instructions of how to act? This could be powerful for you. This could be a game changer for you. And you know what? Not very many people know about this, and they don't know how to do this. But literally, your mind is waiting for you to give it instructions. It's waiting for you to tell it how to function. Because what it's currently doing in the way you are right now, that's what you have told it. Your mind is going to carry out your instructions. whatever instructions you give it, if you tell your mind you're stupid, if you say to yourself you're stupid, and you say you're not very good in school, and you say you're terrible at taking tests, those are instructions. And your mind is going to listen to those instructions. Whoa, this is something to think about. Maybe you're the one who has designed your mind. Maybe we need to correct some things. Today's a good day to make some corrections. And what that looks like is you coming up with a new instruction manual. And you literally write a paragraph this big, size 12 font, Arial, half inch margins, but you write out a paragraph this big about you being this incredible student. How you take tests, how you study, how you learn, how you listen, and that's all about you. Then the next part is about how you see the teacher. Now, if you think the teacher is dumb and terrible and not smart, you're actually gonna teach your mind to not listen. You're giving your mind the instructions to not listen. You're giving your mind the instructions not to pay attention. You're giving your mind all these instructions to discount the teacher. And you know what happens when you discount the teacher? You're going to have miscommunication with your teacher. It's gonna seem like your homework gets lost, the grades aren't correct, the teacher doesn't understand you, and you'll be able to make up all these made up stories because of the way you've instructed your mind to think about the teacher. So now we have a paragraph this big about you, we have a paragraph this big about your teacher. And on one page, it's enough room to put like three of these little paragraphs, boom, boom, boom. So you got the story about you, you got a new story about your teacher. And let me just give you a sample of what it looked like for your teacher. My teacher is dedicated. My teacher has studied. My teacher gives of themselves. My teacher cares enough to show up to school to teach us. My teacher loves this topic. My teacher is an expert. My teacher is somebody to be listened to. My teacher is doing their best. Now that's just a sample. Right? You got the story about you, here's a story about a teacher. What if you gave your mind instructions like that? Well, doesn't that make sense? Your mind is gonna like pay attention to this teacher, be able to listen to all the details, be able to remember the things the teacher's talking about. Who would have thought that the instructions we're giving our mind actually control the way we behave? Wow! Like, you could already be doing better in school just with these two new sets of instruction. But what's number three? Look at this. What's number three? Number three, view of topic. You know how you gotta take certain topics in school and do certain things that you think, I will never use this for the rest of my life. As soon as you start to think the topic is terrible and you can't use this topic and it's not for you, you're not gonna pay attention. You're not gonna notice the details and you're gonna do terrible on tests. Really? Why would your mind want to recall information that you call dumb and stupid? So it's time for another little paragraph. A new little paragraph at the end, the third one at the end of this page that talks about the value of the topic. And maybe your sample paragraph goes like this, the new instructions. I love to learn topics that help me open my mind. I love to learn topics that help me understand other people. I love to learn topics that I may need to use somewhere in my life. I love to learn topics that help deepen my wisdom. See, you can find a bunch of ways to explain the value of the topic. And I think you're starting to notice that to give your mind better instructions about seeing you as a student, your teacher and your topic, is actually going to calibrate your mind to pay better attention and perform better in that class, do better on your tests, and so you don't come home all grumpy and ornery and complaining about everything. You got years of school to go through. Why make it miserable? And why make it difficult? When you could upgrade your story, upgrade the instructions. Do something about this as soon as you can. Really, you're creating your own miserable story. I think today is a time to make it a great story and rewrite your instructions. Stop the craziness of all the negative things you've been saying about yourself, your teacher, and your topic. Upgrade the instructions and watch your results upgrade. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.